Hello everyone, I'm Dave Denton. Welcome to another edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Today on The Trash, we're getting ready for Fastlane. We'll be joined by Zane Peterson, Chris Evans, and we'll have a special interview, with Tombstone Jesus. He's an independent competitor, but man, he's got a great look. He's got a great sound. You'll really enjoy this interview with the Tombstone Jesus. That's all coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash. We'll start off today with a sad note, the passing of King Kong Bundy.
From Atlantic City, New Jersey, weighing 458 pounds, King Kong Bundy.
The condominium with legs, King Kong Bundy, always looking for that big five count.
He had a great feud with none other than Hulk Hogan. He feuded with Andre the Giant. He held several tag team championships, but no real major singles titles. But he did have one thing. He had the five count. If King Kong Bundy beat you, it wasn't a 1-2-3. It was 1-2-3-4-5. So the 10 bells right now for the late King Kong Bundy.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
Listen up, listen up. It's the Doctor of Rock and the man with the money, Zane O'Mac here. The Mac Daddy of professional wrestling coming at ya.
You got money?
We're not live though. This is pre-recorded.
Via satellite.
Via.
You made me do that whole professional radio voice. Zane Peterson joins us via satellite.
Or VOIP, voice over IP. Joining us on the line right now, on the studio line, is the Doctor of Rock. So if you're the Doctor of Rock, how are you affiliated with professional wrestling?
I am the Doctor of Professional Wrestling.
there was
a great tag team in Memphis wrestling called Dr. Ken Ramey and the Interns. They were masked wrestlers, and Dr. Ken Ramey actually died in an auto accident, but boy, they did some great, great things in professional wrestling. And he was one of Jerry Lawler's best friends, and Jerry was one of the first ones to come across the accident and see him. It was just a terrible, terrible thing. But when you said the doctor, it just reminded me of Dr. Ken Ramey and the Interns. I love that tag team. I hadn't thought about them in a long time.
So, Dave, we need to talk. Let's talk. Are you ready to talk?
I'm ready to talk, baby.
Is the road to WrestleMania, are we quite to highway stage yet, or are we still on the gravel road?
Well, we're getting ready to get into the fast lane. You get it? Fast lane, which is the pay-per-view. On the road to WrestleMania. Yeah, this is the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania. It's like 34 days away as we... record this program?
As of right now, the Road to WrestleMania hasn't come through Salt Lake yet.
No, I checked their schedule, and it's not coming through Salt Lake this year.
I wonder what they'll do.
They won't come through Salt Lake City, so I-15 is off limits. Also, I-80 off limits to the WWE at this point.
What about I-70? If they're going, you know, back east, maybe they could take that.
Well, it ends in Utah, and they could begin in Utah and then go I-70 to the east, I guess. So.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
We ain't going to the Road to WrestleMania this year. I guarantee you that.
And you know what else we're not going to? We're not going to AEW either.
No. Sorry to say we're not.
Hey, but you know where we can go?
Where is that, pray tell?
Can't go to DCW.
Oh, yeah. Devotion?
Hey, speaking of Devotion, special guest is going to join us later in the program.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who it is?
Well, I think I interviewed with him.
Oh, so you
do
know.
I did the whole thing, right?
But you do know who it is. Hey,
yeah,
that's
I would
what
know.
I like about
Jeez.
You. That's what I like about you. You know, you remember. You know, I got a pretty good memory, but it's about the second shortest thing I own. So.
Ba-da-bow. Yeah, we're going to have Tombstone Jesus with us coming up later in this podcast. Does this guy have a great look or what for professional wrestling?
And I can't. He's got a pretty cool story too. I mean, I loved talking to him about. Man, we need to have him. I want to have him back on because he's got such a unique way of coming about things. It was just that was fun. I mean, even though we had a few technical difficulties,
yeah, we did. But I love the story, and people, you're gonna have to listen to this. He claims to be the first person ever kicked out of the E-Center in Salt Lake City when WCW came in. You'll have to listen to the story coming up when we talk to Tombstone Jesus. It's a great story.
Have you walked with Elias this week?
I did walk with Elias this week because he attacked Dean Ambrose with the guitar again.
Okay, let's... What the... Okay, I'm glad Elias kicked Dean Ambrose's Butox, but what the heck?
Holy bleep!
Like Corbin and Lashley and McIntyre thing, I don't really, I think that's kind of a stupid faction.
Well, they don't even have a name, you know, that's what kind of kills me. I was saying that, I think I did it on Facebook last week, that they need to come up with a name for this faction. Coming up at Fastlane, they're going to have Corbin, Lashley, and Drew McIntyre, of course, with Leo Rush there on the side, taking on the reunited Shield one more time.
Okay, let's talk about that for a minute.
You and Chris, man, when you talk to Shield, you get intense.
As I recall, wasn't it about like maybe 3 months ago that Dean Ambrose turned on the Shield and burned his uniform and was never reuniting with him again and hated Seth Rollins and was disgusted by the diseases and the germs that he carried and now all of a sudden they're back together again?
There is reasoning behind this. If you want to think about this, are you ready to hear the reasoning?
Money, 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 money.
Yes, the old OJ's tune. Yes, money, 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 money. But you think about what has happened with Roman Reigns coming back after his 5 month being treated with for leukemia. And then Dean Ambrose has reportedly said he is not going to be re-signing with the WWE. And so the powers that be, Vince McMahon, Titan Sports, I think they're seeing the opportunity to sell a few more T-shirts, get the crowd a little bit into it by having, quote, the final reunion of the Shield. Now, will that mean that Dean is actually going to be gone? Is he just taking a hiatus? Will he sign with another promotion? I think it all stems from that. And plus, with Roman coming back from his illness, I think they're just taking it as an opportunity to get the Shield back together and give the fans a final salute with the Shield. So that's what I'm thinking.
And so that's what you're thinking, but now here's the thing that matters, okay? What's your personal opinion on the situation?
My personal opinion on the situation, I don't care.
You don't?
No, I really don't. I never was a huge fan of the Shield. Yeah. And I think it's a nice little story, but I really don't care.
Moving on. How do you say that in radio, like if you're moving to the next? And now, next, or how would you say that?
And coming up in the next few minutes, we'll be switching the subject to talking more about the man, Ronda Rousey, and the Queen.
Wow, that was really good.
That's why I get paid the not-so-big bucks, brother.
Wow. I don't know why that was so funny to me, but now it's really funny.
That's why I get paid money to do that stupid little job I do every morning.
But you know what the nice thing about the way you do it is? I have to try hard to, you know, have a radio voice and be all cool. And you don't even have, like...
I tell people that, as they get to know me, that what you hear on the radio is who I am. I mean, I don't put on any airs. If I say something that I think is funny, I hope you find it funny, because I'm not gonna do anything that I don't think is at least humorous, you know, mm-hmm. or clever. It doesn't have to be, you know, ha 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 funny. I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, so you know, the voice just becomes part of who I am.
Well, you know, you are a celebrity.
Very minor.
Hey, dude, you know what's going to be cool in a few weeks?
What's that?
I'm going to be joining you live.
Sure you are.
I am.
When are you coming up?
The end of March.
The end of March. Right, yeah. Before Mania? We'll do a WrestleMania preview with both of us here.
And you can say, come, I got you live in studio.
Live. Zane
Peterson.
Let's play a little guessing game. A little trivia here, you know. You can insert the trivia music here, right?
Do 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 do.
What does Ronda Rousey do next?
She kicks Becky's trash. Yeah. They had the heel turn this week. I think they've been building up to it. Chris and I talk a lot about that in our segment. But as you saw how Becky Lynch was being reacted to by the fans, and every time Becky went into the ring with Ronda, they were booing Ronda, and I think it was kind of getting to her a little bit. And then Charlotte the same way. So you look now... With the Ronda's heel turned, I think you probably could have seen that coming if you were really watching over the last couple weeks. I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, you know, she is the baddest woman on the planet. Except for when Holly Holm knocked her the F out.
You know, that's what surprised me so much when she came to the WWE was the pop she got. And her MMA career was not that good. You know, well, to be honest with you.
She was kind of the, I wouldn't necessarily say the first, but she, I mean, like, some of the people that she fought weren't, I mean, super good records and stuff. It was kind of like she was propped up, you know, kind of like they do in the WWE. Oh,
do you think that UFC would do things like that?
Oh, no. Dana White's by the book, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Never, 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 dude.
We'll have more with Zane Peterson coming up in a few more minutes, but up next we'll be joined by Chris Evans, Chris on the Mat. Right after that, Tombstone Jesus, and after that, more from Zane Peterson. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
It's Chris on the Mat.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris on the Mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Turnbuckle Trash, Christopher Evans joins us. Hi, Chris.
Oh, how's everything going down in lovely Utah?
Cloudy and expecting to rain. We're getting into spring weather. I love it, but we can have some really nasty snowfalls during this time of the year, believe it or not. We can get some really heavy, wet snow. So,
It's nice and cool down here, but it's getting hot and heavy in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh, isn't it, though? Man, we've got a lot of stuff going on as we prepare for Fastlane coming up on Sunday. And this is the last pay-per-view before we have WrestleMania, so be expecting some big changes in what's going to be happening at Fastlane. By the way, I want to remind everyone that coming up, and also we're talking to a professional wrestler who has wrestled in the Utah mainly, but he's also done some stuff in Colorado and I think in Nevada. His name is Tombstone Jesus. He's a character, guys, and he's got a great look and a great ability. You're really going to enjoy this interview we have with Tombstone Jesus coming up on Turnbuckle Trash.
Now, that's a name that that just rolls right off the tongue right there.
Yeah, it does, and he's kind of like a cowboy James Storm type. Yeah, he's in excellent condition. He's a musician. He cuts his own music. He has his own entrance theme that he does, and he does a little comedy. He does his own YouTube channel, Tombstone Jesus. So if you want to check out his entire channel, there's some comedy on there. There's some music. He calls it Mountain Metal, and he described it as Lynyrd Skynyrd meets Motorhead. And it pretty much is, man.
I like that. Well, before we start, I wanted to commend you on that wonderful interview that you did with the superstar Bill Dundee. I thought it was excellent. I loved every minute of it. I've listened to it about maybe 3 or 4 times. It was perfect. I love that interview that you did.
Well, thank you very much.
Superstar.
We've gotten very good response from others that have listened to it, and it was such a pleasure, and thanks for helping to set that up, by the way. I'm trying to get his book, and I sent off an email, but I haven't heard anything about how to pay for it yet, so I'm hoping. I'll check on that a little bit later on with Superstar. And Tombstone Jesus, by the way, big fan of the superstar Bill Dundee, so we talked to him about that. But we do have Fastlane coming up, and we just finished up with Monday Night Raw. So I thought, I know that you have some big thoughts on what's going on with Roman Reigns and The Shield. What's going on with your thoughts?
How many times do we have to see this? I mean, I don't understand it. You turn Dean Ambrose. Okay, first it was Seth Rollins. He turns on The Shield. Then they're all huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy. They come back together. Then you got Dean Ambrose that burns all his tactical vests and all that and said, I'm done and blah, blah, blah. And then you got the Roman Reigns where Roman really didn't quit The Shield. He just had to, you know, go away for a little bit, 5 months because of the leukemia that everybody needs to get off this man's back about. Quit doing the speculations, guys. You don't know what this man's going through. Thank you all very much. Next.
I agree.
And plus, on Monday Night Raw, we all knew it was going to happen. Come on. If it wasn't set up this way, it was pathetic. I mean, you got Roman putting out his fist. Then you got Seth putting out his fist. And then what are you going to do? You got the lunatic going back and forth going, okay. And then he puts his fist out. Now, here's something that I'm speculating. There's only one member that hasn't turned his back on The Shield. And what better way to do it at Fastlane?
Do you think they would do that
yes.
right with Roman to do it at Fastlane?
Yes.
Do you think? Do you really think that they would turn Roman heel after what he's been through and do that at Fastlane? Tell me the truth.
I wouldn't put it past Vince. I mean, look what he did. Look what they did on SmackDown. Look what they did on SmackDown.
Don't get me started, man.
If they can do that, then they can turn Roman Reigns heel. And it would be the perfect time to do it. WrestleMania is coming up, and there's a Universal title match that's going to be boring. Let's make it a three-way.
You mean with
Braun? Yep.
Lesnar. Hey. Yeah. Well, excuse me. I fell asleep. Just mention of his mirror name. I fell asleep. So.
Yes, I know. Mucinex is taking care of my version of it right now. Geez. So, I mean, come on.
So, you know, I think they're going to set up a three-way. I really do. A fatal three-way. But I don't think it's going to be with Roman turning heel. If he does, I think they'll wait until WrestleMania, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I'll agree with that one. I mean, everybody wants him to turn heel. You know that. He's already heel in other people's eyes, the way things are going. And I mean, come on, people. Everyone was tired of the Shield. I even put that on a Facebook page. I said, who in the world cares? Great, the Shield's back again. For how long? Until Vince rolls over and says, well, I don't want to do it
anymore. Oh, Vince could roll over any time for all I care.
Very true. Now,
I'm going to kind of disagree with you, but not disagree with you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Go right
okay,
ahead.
Because with the health situation of Roman Reigns, mm-hmm. I don't really see him turning heel right now.
Okay.
I could see maybe because of Dean Ambrose's situation where he has not signed or re-signed with the WWE, and they even mentioned that on the WWE Raw broadcast. Michael mm-hmm. Cole said to Renee, says, as you know, that he has decided not to re-sign with the WWE. Renee says, yes, he's going on to greener pastures. And Corey says, greener than the WWE? And so they got into a little bit of there, but Dean might turn on them. You know, I would see that maybe at Fastlane, and then setting up Roman and Dean at WrestleMania if they don't do the triple threat. I just think that at this point of Roman's career with what he's gone, he's more valuable to the WWE at this point as a face because he's got. And it sounds jaundiced of me. It sounds really bad when I say he's got the sympathy. I mean, people are saying, oh, he's a cancer survivor, which he is. And
mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that 100%. But
I think
I think he's more of an asset as a face for the WWE, at least at this time.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. I mean, that makes perfect sense to have Dean Ambrose, you know, turn on the Shield again, and they're going to rest. They'll have a setup for WrestleMania or, Roman versus Dean Ambrose. But, I mean, now it's coming out that this is all a work for Dean. It's all just to get all the ratings up, and we don't know if it's a work. These days and times, everyone thinks that they're an expert.
And that's true.
Everybody thinks they're the expert, and everybody puts on little comments. I got into a dispute with one guy who said, I said, well, let me ask you something. When did your medical degree come out? I'd like to know what it is. And please send me a copy of it. I want to see your medical degree.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're such an expert. And then I asked another one. I said, well, how long have you been wrestling? Have you been in the squared circle? Have you been behind the curtains? No, you have. You have not. So sit down and be quiet. Thank you. That's the problem. That's the problem with the internet. That's the problem with social media. Everyone becomes an expert.
Yeah, and to a point, we do too. You know.
Yes.
I think you and I and Zane have enough respect for the business and for each other to we'll disagree and we'll disagree on things, but we do it in a friendly manner. I mean,
you disagree on some things that I say. I disagree on yours, Zane. We disagree sometimes, but you know we have an equal respect for each other, and we can say, okay, I respect your views on that. I have this on this, and let's see which one of us is correct.
Yeah.
And usually all three of us, we all shake hands, we break off as friends, and that's it.
Yeah.
The rest, and then the rest of them are like, well, I'm just going to unfriend you. I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care.
You know, that's not a threat in my book. That's like candy cane. You know, give me some candy. Unfriend me, baby.
No problem. I'll bring the confetti. I'll bring the confetti.
That's one of the problems with social media. People get so brave and behind the keyboards. If you want to disagree with what we're saying, hey, feel free to, but be respectful, okay?
Please
be respectful. And then one thing, you know, I'm just going to go back to this because Zane and I talked about it on last pod. I think you heard it. With all the people that have been talking about, is the Roman Reign cancer thing is it really a work? Those people, to me, they absolutely flabbergast me because if, and I'll emphasize the word if, the WWE was so jaundiced, so absolutely unafraid to tick off half the world that they would lose me. I mean, I would consider dropping the WWE network and concentrate on what's going on Impact and with ROH. I told Kelly. I told our friend Kelly, you know, Kelly Denton. I told him that I would go right up to Vince, right in his face, and call him every name in the book if this is a work, because I don't believe it is. And those that do, I think you just need to basically get a life. As a cancer survivor myself, I know that those who have to have battled this disease would be more than upset if this was a work.
If it was a work, then we are seeing the fall of the WWE as we speak.
That would be the fall of the WWE. At 100%.
It would be 100% the fall of WWE because the outrage, every cancer survivor or the people who have lost a loved one to this this deadly disease, they would boycott this company so quickly. It would be the biggest butt fumble of 2019.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's a work. I really don't. Now, at first, I thought yes, it was, but then I thought, man, Vince is not that cold. There's no way.
And then you think about all the work they do with Connor's cure.
Yes,
and it would be the biggest mistake. So those that are out there saying, oh, come on, you know, it's only 5 months. Hey, you know what? It was 5 months. We don't know what type. We don't know what type of leukemia he had. There's several different types. We don't know what treatment he went through. We don't know how bad it was at the time. What you don't know makes you ignorant.
Yes,
and
it does.
So
very much.
I am saying that these people, because they are basing it on ignorance, then they are basically ignorant. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm going to cut it off. Bang! Right there.
We're
going to
cut it off right there.
Because I'm upset about that.
Gotcha.
Let's talk a little bit about a heel turn that occurred. And then I tell you what, about a month ago, I could have predicted this one. As with the man, Becky Lynch, and all the things going on, I told you that it was going to be a fatal three-way coming up. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even a four-way at WrestleMania. I told everyone this when it was Becky Lynch and also with Charlotte Flair and then the stuff with Ronda Rousey.
Ronda turned heel on Monday Night Raw. She came into the ring and she went to cut. She cut the promo, and when she did, she grabbed Becky's crutch. I believe it was her crutch. And she waylaid her and just started beating the day. It was like a UFC match.
Cool.
And I mean, that's what I wanted to see out of Ronda. But if you've seen social media, Ronda and Becky have been going at it on Twitter.
Yes, they have.
And the WWE got onto them because Ronda Rousey said it's a script. when I really see you, I am going to beat the ever-loving dog mess out of you.
Right.
I think Ronda is getting back to her old ways of being a UFC fighter. And when I saw her in the ring, I think she actually did make contact to Becky, because you see Becky's eyes bulge out of her head when she got hit. And she was landing some strikes. So some of that wasn't kayfabe. Some of that was real.
You got to have a certain amount of real contact to really sell the event. So, and I'm patting myself on the back, but if you noticed that when Ronda first came into the WWE, she was getting cheered, and when she was all smiles, she looked like Opie on the Andy Griffith Show. I went, oh, everything's great. Oh, yeah, I love being here in the WWE. And then when she get in the ring, she'd turn a little bit. But she has that face that when she gets that scowl, it's better as a heel. But when Becky was really starting to just become the man and being the hottest thing in professional wrestling, when the two of them were in the ring, Ronda was getting booed. She was slowly becoming the heel, and Becky was becoming the face. So I don't know if this was the plan of the WWE, but if it wasn't, the WWE saw what was happening and decided to go with Ronda turning heel against Becky and Charlotte. And I like it. I really do. Now,
who does that remind you of the Attitude Era before it really became? It was a wrestler that came from ECW, came in, he was called the Ringmaster, and he started a feud with Bret the Hitman Hart, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I still like him as the Hollywood Blonde myself.
Yeah, that's true too. But no, that reminds me of Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
And then Stone Cold, they turned Bret heel, and then they turned Stone Cold into a baby face.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. What you just laid out for me reminds me of that scene in Chicago when he had him in the sharpshooter and he's bleeding from the head, and all of a sudden, bam, Austin was a baby face right there. And it was perfect.
That was one of the best just split moment, becoming a face and becoming a heel. Just within 15 seconds, bang, both of them switch characters.
Yes. But Becky is the hottest wrestler right now. I mean, I can do without being the man. Yeah, I like Becky. She's done very well for herself. She's turned everything around. And she's even gotten guys doing tattoos on their arm with her being busted open. So, I mean, that's, what can you say?
Stupidity. I call that stupidity.
True. Yeah, true.
Now, I'm not a fan of ink. I'll tell you that right now. You know that. I know you have ink. Me, I would never put a. I would never put a tat on my body. Dang, no way.
I wouldn't put a tat like that on my body. I mean, that's going a little bit above and beyond fan. I'm going to pick Becky to win the title. I don't think they're going to put it on Charlotte. No, I don't think they'll do it. They'll put it on Becky at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And they're going to put on one heck of a match. And we'll see if the rumors are true and what Ronda said on her podcast and on YouTube. She doesn't need this job and she doesn't need this money, unlike other professional wrestlers in this industry.
Well, to me, that's a work. So it could be.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. I hope it is.
I'm going to switch you over to the SmackDown brand real quick. Okay. And a real major complaint I have, and it has to do with Kofi Kingston.
Oh, Lord, yes.
It's not because they took away the opportunity for him to wrestle, because it might be part of the plan to put him into a fatal three-way at WrestleMania, which I would absolutely love. I hope that happens. My complaint about what happened with Kofi Kingston when Vince came out, and he changed the match and brought in Kevin Owens. My major complaint was, didn't we just see this on Raw? Didn't we just see that Charlotte took over Becky's... Come on.
Yep.
Don't do the same storyline again and again and again. Not within, I mean, months of each other, and going into a major pay-per-view like this, they're doing the same daggum storyline. I despise that. Despise
well,
it.
it would have been better if Kevin Owens hadn't come back yet until Fastlane. And then let Kofi be in the ring with Daniel Bryan, and then all of a sudden, here comes Kevin Owens out of the crowd, and he messes up Kofi's title, his title match. Now you've got a way to set up WrestleMania. And I'll say this, congratulations to Kevin Owens. You have dropped 30 pounds.
Oh, he looks good, doesn't he?
He looks in phenomenal shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy looks excellent. But I was happy to see him back, but I didn't like the way they did it. It was just, really? This is what you're going to do? Come
if we
on,
hadn't
Vince.
Have seen it within a month on Monday Night Raw, the same storyline. But they've done this before. I'm going to take you back to last summer, okay? Remember Little Miss Bliss? And then Carmella was a champion also? And then on the Monday Night Raw and a SmackDown, they almost had the exact same promo. And I actually took the promos and mixed them together and said, is it Bliss or is it Mella?
And then because I said, it sounded, it's both.
Yeah, it was the same. It was almost the exact same. And that's what they're doing. And that's my major complaint. I'm hoping that it's going to lead to something with Kofi Kingston at WrestleMania, because he is one of my favorites. He is so good and so underappreciated. I'm hoping it does lead to that. Oh, he does. He
does. He deserves it. And we all see the writing on the wall, what's fixing to happen. Kofi's fixing to interfere in the match somehow, and then he'll come out on SmackDown and say, okay, I demand what is mine. And then here comes Kevin Owens. I demand what is mine. And then they'll have Shane come out, let him do Here Comes the Money Dance. I'm getting tired of that, too.
Yeah, me too.
But, it's going to be WrestleMania. And hopefully, if the stars are aligned and Vince takes his medicine, we could have a new WWE champion. It would be Kofi Kingston.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
New Day heel turn?
Yes, because that's what they're trying to do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because Big E is the one person I've always wanted to see hold a major title. He's held the NXT championship. He's held the U.S. He's held the Intercontinental championship. He's held the tag team titles. He just needs one more. And what better way than Big E gets, you know, jealous. And then he turns on the New Day. Because it's time for the New Day. I mean, they're one of the most popular brands they've got right now is the New Day. I mean, they sell Bootios and these pancakes like crazy. If I want pancakes, I'll go to Waffle House. But come on now. But, I think that Big E, it'll happen. Yeah, Kofi gets the title. Big E gets mad and then turns on Kofi. So they can set something else up. And then the New Day break up and...
And then eventually they'll get back together, and that's what everybody does. Yeah,
they'll do like the Shield instead of putting their fists out like the Shield, they'll throw out pancakes to each other.
Let me ask you about the tag team situation.
Oh gosh,
I don't know what to think what they're doing with the tag teams right now. And then the NXT call ups, it isn't working for me. And I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Aleister Black and what's his name?
Ricochet?
Yeah, why put these two together as a tag team? It's not working. For me, it's not. I mean, even the fans are saying that they don't want to see that. The tag team division in Raw, it's like having a double hernia. You don't really want it.
And then you had Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. They attacked the Revival. And you do know where Ricochet is from, don't you?
No, I do not.
He is from Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Didn't
know that.
Yeah. Where you and I used to live, right across the street from each other. That's only, an hour and a half north of where we live? Yeah.
Wonderful place, but it's flooded right now.
It always floods. Can I tell you a really quick story about Paducah, Kentucky? And it has to do with wrestling, too. When your mother and father got married, before you were even a glimmer, Your uncle and I at the wedding reception were so bored that we decided that no one would miss us, and we wanted to go to Metropolis, Illinois. Now, Metropolis is right across the river from Paducah. It's the home of Superman. They even have some Superman memorabilia there and all kinds of museums and stuff. So we were just going over there to just say we'd been to Metropolis. And we're in Paducah, Kentucky. And this is in the era of the CB radio. It was really, really hot. And your Uncle Randall had a CB radio, and we had it turned on. And we were listening to two old ladies that had been watching professional wrestling earlier in the day. And then one of them said, "I can't stand them old Germans. I wish Jerry Lawler would just kick their," you know. It was hilarious. And also, I got on the CB with them because I had been watching wrestling earlier that day. And we had about a 15-minute conversation about professional wrestling. And they didn't like Tojo Yamamoto either. So
I just watched an old Memphis classic. Tojo Yamamoto and Bill Dundee were going at it. I think it was, he was tagging with someone else. I can't remember who, but Tojo was in there. And I still remember Granddaddy. It was either Granddaddy or Uncle Ed threw a cigarette butt, flicked a cigarette butt in one of their hair when he was tagging with somebody. It was in the Paris. He told me about it. He had flicked the cigarette butt into Tojo. I think it was Tojo Yamamoto's hair. I believe it was. I have to ask Mom about that. She'll know. Oh, man, I could just see you on the CB radio talking to a lady.
It was hilarious. And every time I think of Paducah, Kentucky, I think about driving through there. And I hate those Germans. I can't remember the name of the tag team, but they had this German gig going on. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I have to look that up now to see which one the Germans were.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about something that's going on this weekend in Jackson, Tennessee. It's a memorial to remember Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Eddie Gilbert was such a great performer. And yes, a part of that, it's going to be Jerry Lawler, who was beat up by Tommy Rich and some other people. And Jerry's going to be in there with Doug Gilbert, and he's going to be in the ring. And it's all to help the family of Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And he was such great performer. And if you remember, Hot Stuff was the one that ran over Jerry Lawler in the studio parking lot of Channel 5 during Memphis Wrestling in a live broadcast on a Saturday morning. Ran over him in a car. It was great.
Ran him over on a car, and then everybody started calling the police, and the police came up to Channel 5 wanting to know what the world was going on. But they also, I mean, Eddie Gilbert and Jerry Lawler had one of the best scenes in Channel 5 when Eddie Gilbert body slammed Jerry Lawler through a car windshield.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody can pick up a man and put him through a car window, wrestling spank. Really? How do you explain that? How do you explain this real quick? And I mean, and then Jerry Lawler, we all know Jerry Lawler had some of the best promos. He always gave the best ones. But and I know what you'll be thinking of is King Kong Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
Because of him. And King Kong Bundy and Jerry Lawler would go at it. And I mean, come on, guys. It was, Memphis will always be known as the greatest town that wrestling ever had.
Yeah,
there is too.
There were some hot spots out there. Of the Von Erich stuff in Texas was really good. Kiel Auditorium with St. Louis had some great wrestling. There was great wrestling on the East Coast. But I think if you wanted to look back at a wrestling promotion that probably had the biggest impact on what we're seeing today, and not Impact Wrestling, but I would say it would have to be USWA Memphis Championship Wrestling.
And Andy Kaufman.
Don't get me started on Andy Kaufman, but anyway, it was just some great stuff. I want to remind everyone that might be listening right now, Saturday night in Salt Lake City, there's going to be two wrestling promotions that will be going on head-to-head against each other, but in different parts of the city. Devotion Championship Wrestling with Manny Lemons, who we had on the podcast with us. And then our friends at UCW Zero have been so nice to us. We're also having their 17th anniversary show on Saturday night. So I love that Salt Lake City is now getting maybe a little bit more oomph as far as professional wrestling. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, professional wrestling is really taking off here in North Carolina as well. We always have these, we've got a couple of AAA places here that they put on some shows. I mean, I've been invited to one or two, and I've also been asked if I could do an interview for Turnbuckle Trash on there. They want to get the promotion out, and I told them that I would try to do my best to get up there. You know, it's a lot of fun. They had midget wrestling down here about a week ago. It was a small group, no pun intended. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, great. I mean, I hope these guys do well because they need to, and then some of them can be called up to bigger promotions, and that's what these kids want. They want to be with the WWE.
Yes.
They want to be with Impact. They want to be with Ring of Honor. And they want to be with this new organization that doesn't even have a TV deal yet.
Yeah.
So
I can tell you this, Jeff Cobb, who has been a huge star on the West Coast, he is now the TV champion for ROH.
Ooh, yes.
He actually tweeted out, and it was put on Facebook and also on Twitter by the MK Bandit. Jeff Cobb had put out that with all the different movement going on with All Elite, and then the people going to NXT, and then the people being called up to the WWE roster, there was a lot of spots being opened up now for professional wrestlers, for some of these younger guys that are in some of the independents to grab some of those positions. And he was encouraging people to just go out there and grab the opportunity that might await for you, maybe with like Championship Wrestling from Hollywood or in Arizona, Future Stars of Wrestling, or maybe getting with Devotion, maybe moving up to even some of the other bigger leagues and the bigger promotions. But Jeff Cobb, who is now the current champion for Ring of Honor, TV champion, he was encouraging those competitors. And I think that's great.
Nice.
Too. Yeah, it was really nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. I like that. And they need to. I mean, these kids need something to – they need to go out there and they need to earn the money. They need to earn their spot. And hopefully they can do things because there's a lot of hungry people out there that want to – that want that spot in professional wrestling. And that's what's missing, the hunger, and not these people that are handed everything like some organizations we know.
Well, that's great. We have coming up on Sunday – we are getting ready for Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. So I think we are to try to do one right after Fastlane to see what we think is going to be happening with the WWE as we get ready for WrestleMania, which, you know, honestly is the biggest weekend of the year for us professional wrestling fans. I suspect that my rear end will be glued right in front of the computer and the WWE network all weekend long. So quickly, though, I wanted to get your thoughts on King Kong Bundy, who passed away this week. I was a huge fan of King Kong Bundy.
You know, through all my years that I've been watching it, I only remember just a few things about King Kong Bundy. They say he was like a monster in the ring, but a teddy bear outside.
But he was like 6'4" both ways. And I thought he was an excellent performer in the ring. He had a great voice, cut great promos. To me, anyway, I loved his promo work. And then he had that one gimmick that I thought, wow, what a gimmick, the five count. If he was going to win a match, he didn't want the 1, 2, 3. As soon as that 1, 2, 3 hit, he would demand the five count, 4, 5.
He would demand the five count.
I thought that was one of the best gimmicks ever in pro wrestling. So we will miss you, King Kong Bundy. Thank you, Chris. Stay tuned, because next, he's here, Tombstone Jesus, and you get to hear a little mountain metal. Tombstone Jesus is next on Turnbuckle Trash. Hi, everyone. Turnbuckle Trash, it's Dave Denton. Also joining us right now, Zane, and we have Tombstone Jesus with us. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Now, I saw you perform at Comic-Con just a couple of years ago. Remember when you were there?
Oh, I love that. I'm a comic nerd, and that was just huge for me on so many levels.
What kind of comic books are you into?
You know, I grew up on DC and Marvel in the 70s, and I've got a pretty nice collection, guys.
You'll fit right in, Dave. Let's make him a co-host.
I'm telling you, guys, I got a big... I just bought a whole bunch myself this afternoon because I collect them too, man.
I'm in,
yeah. So how long have you been in the professional wrestling business?
Huge wrestling fan my whole life. The very first WCW, it was the first event at the East Center. I don't know if you guys remember. And Nitro, Monday Nitro came to Salt Lake. Anyways, I was the first guy to get thrown out of that building, man. I think Booker T was teaming up on Conan or something. And I stood on my chair and threw my beer. And right before the commercial break went, it hit both them guys right in the head. And that was it, you know. And a couple of years later, I guess they come out and said it was entertainment. So I kind of came to terms with that. But I was just always a huge, huge wrestling fan. And I don't know if you guys know this, I come out to my own music.
Oh, you do?
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, that Sasquatch song, that's me. And Tombstone Jesus was the band before a wrestling.
Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti! Sasquatch, looking for some squash.
Whoa.
And so I've been entertaining in Salt Lake playing my mountain metal, and I was doing a show at a club in town, and the band that opened up for me, the guitarist, was really good. And he was from the South, and he's like, "Hey, man, I want to be in your band." And I'm like, "Right on. You're a good player." He's like, "Let me tell you something else, too. I'm a pro wrestler." He's all, "Nobody knows I wear a mask."
Uh-huh.
And I think be good at it. I see nobody. I've been waiting my whole life for this. So that's how it all went down.
Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti. Sasquatch, looking for some squash.
He was from Georgia. It was Scarvan Bane. Dude's a real good guitarist, real good musician.
Oh, awesome.
He was in my band for a little while. Yeah, and he's the one who kind of introduced me into the wrestling world. Got me to meet the right people to get me to start getting trained.
And who was your trainer?
Well, at the time, I was wrestling with Wrestling Alliance of the Rockies.
Some time permitted for recording your message. If you
are oh, man, we just left the wrong message.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah, we've got a couple of different things going on here. We got merge calls every which way.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Are we recording this or are we live? Message,
no, we're recording this. I love it, though.
Record.
Oh, my hell.
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted.
Oh, man. Zane. Okay, who do I have now?
It's Jesus.
Okay. I got to find out more about your music. I think that would be...
Get on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel at Tombstone Jesus.
Oh, I'm going... I saw that, yeah.
There's plenty of mountain metal for you there. Comedy and wrestling, guys.
Shot down Riverside with the wooden door. Whitey had a lead guitar with pitted holes and roofing tar. Two fishing poles, that river wasn't far. I drank my fill of Everclear, homemade wine, homemade beer. We lived our lives without a care or fear.
Get on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel again.
Into the band cave, Tombstone Television. Episode 3. Glad everybody could make it.
Tombstone. So I gotta tell you, man. I saw you last Friday night, Saturday at the Devotion Championship Wrestling. You stood out the most to me that night. I saw you walk around that arena, just talking to all the fans, talking to the kids. interacting with the crowd. Dude, you were just the freaking man that night.
Thank you, brother.
So, dude, you got to start us from the beginning of Tombstone Jesus and how he got to be so freaking cool.
All right, man. Well, it starts with how I got the name Tombstone Jesus, okay?
Okay.
So I used to be a big drinker back in the day, believe it or not. And I used to always, I would always reside at this bar up in Sundance. It's called the Owl Bar. And back in this time, there wasn't too many guys rolling with beards. Right now, it's everybody's got a beard, right? Mm-hmm. Grandma's got a beard right now. But back then, it wasn't real happening. And when I come in the bar, I had long hair and a beard, and the guy singing would stop singing. He'd say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus just entered the building." And when I'd leave, he'd stop and say that. So people start calling me Jesus. Really, I wasn't too into it. But, you know, after about 2 years, 3 years of people calling you Jesus, you start to answer to it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so everyone up there was calling me Jesus because I kind of looked like Jesus. And I was a big wrestling fan. And when guys would get out of line, I'd threaten to tombstone them, you know, and, you know, tell them to know their role and all the good stuff. And I threatened to tombstone someone in the place, and my lead guitarist just looked at me and shouted, "Tombstone Jesus." And I said, "That's it. That's my wrestling name." And he says, "Well, that's our band name." And it ended up being Bolt. So
wait, so, you, so Tombstone, were you just in a band, or were you like a one-man band?
No, I have a band, Tombstone Jesus. I am the Mountain Metal Messiah, okay? And I play mountain metal. That's my genre. I invented it. And we are basically, you know, like Motorhead meets Leonard Skinner. That's the only way I could describe us. And everybody out there listening, go on over to YouTube. There's plenty of mountain metal music on my YouTube channel, Tombstone Jesus. And that's how I got the opportunity to wrestle, was through my music career.
Now, Tombstone, I saw you at the Comic-Con when the Wrestling Association of Rockies was there. I was really impressed with your work in the ring, but you also had someone coming with you. This guy was huge. He was in a Sasquatch. How did that come about, man?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I wrote a song called Sasquatch, and if you listen to my music when I come out, that song plays. That's me singing, playing guitar. That's my band. And when we were playing the clubs, ended up getting a Sasquatch suit from Hollywood, and it's about 8 feet tall. And when the band would start playing Sasquatch would come out and start rocking out with the club and the fans. And so when I became a wrestler, when I got my opportunity to wrestle, it just only made sense to involve the Sasquatch. And he was basically my bodyguard for the first 2, 3, 4 years of my career. So he hadn't been coming out with me for a while, but that Comic-Con, old Sasquatch got a hold of me and said, "We got to do this one more time, brother." So yeah, the Sasquatch, my song Sasquatch, it's all mountain metal, and that's the history behind it.
Now
I battled the Sasquatch a couple times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, there's videos on YouTube of me fighting him as well.
That's a great looking outfit too.
I'll tell you what, it's not an easy gig being in that suit. That suit's in a top secret spot. If I told you where it was, I'd have to kill you. So.
Hey, Tombstone, you also told me earlier that you do a little comedy, you do the band and more. You're like a Renaissance man, aren't you?
I like to entertain, guys. I got comedy on my YouTube channel. I love my music, and my very favorite thing to do in the whole wide world is to wrestle.
in front of those little tombstoners, man. Devotion Championship Wrestling has just really set the bar as far as I'm concerned. And I'm really, really proud to be a part of it. And I couldn't be more pleased with that company and what's going on with wrestling in Salt Lake City right now. I live in St. George. I don't live in Salt Lake anymore, guys.
Okay.
And so when I get to come up and do a show and wrestle up there, it's a real treat to be back in Salt Lake and see all the fans and all the tombstoners and be a part of a great product, which is Devotion Championship Wrestling. Let me tell you, Mandy Lennon has done a really, really good job. I've been doing this for a while, and I'm just really impressed, guys. Really proud to be a part of it.
So, Tombstone, how long have you been? How long have you been doing this?
Been about 9 years, 8 years now, I think. I didn't get my start, guys, till I was like 41 years old.
Whoa!
And that's, you know, I mean, it just came to the point where I'm not getting any younger. I got my shot when I got it, and what price do you put on a dream, you know? So I was able to get myself in the best shape of my life and have a great time doing what I love. And I didn't let, well, I told you guys, I don't know if you've seen the promo, I don't age in mortal years, I age in badass years. and in badass years, I'm 22, and I'm just getting rolling here, guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, you're like DDP. It. DDP didn't start till he was in his mid-30s, and he became a huge star.
Yeah, DDP is the man. Yeah, I think he was close to 42, right around there when he started as well.
Yeah.
So, I think you're right.
You're in tremendous shape. You were telling us that you work out several times a day.
You know, I'm in the gym 2 to 3 times every day. I do extended cardio every morning on an empty stomach. And I'm on a very, very strict diet, and you just don't wake up in the morning and look like me, man. It's a lot of work.
I wish it did happen that way, but it definitely don't. You look at me, you look at Tombstone, and you're going to see two different body types, I guarantee you there. But
hey, if it was easy, brother, everybody'd look like this.
That's true. Where would you like wrestling to take you at this age, in this part of your career and your life?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I got injured 3 years ago messing around on a trampoline. It wasn't even in the ring. And a doctor told me I will never lay up a basketball again.
Ooh.
I pretty much slapped the taste out of his mouth and moved on.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I had to take a couple years off, and we didn't know if I was going to be able to get back in the ring. And I made a goal to get back in the ring, and I made it happen, and I'm right back to the pinnacle of my career now. But, you know, I know how special it is to be able to do this. And, you know, even aging in badass years, guys, you know, I'm getting near the end of my career as far as wrestling goes. And so for me, it just is as many of those little tombstoners you've seen there as I can inspire and just entertain and be there for them for as long as I can, man. That's my plan.